So as I mentioned, Pope Leo was Pope from 440 to 460. And let me just sort of set his time in context. In the year 430, St. Augustine had died in North Africa. And right after St. Augustine's death, the Vandals came into Hippo, where Augustine had lived, and they destroyed the city. But remarkably, by the providence of God, they didn't touch Augustine's library. Because if they had, we would not have the works of St. Augustine. 10 years later in Rome, Leo becomes Pope. You've maybe heard of Attila the Hun. Well, he's kind of doing his nasty work at this time, and he's going throughout all of Italy, and he comes to Rome, and Leo goes outside of the city and asks him not to approach and attack the city. And Attila Hun says, okay, and turns around and leaves. Asked later, Attila was asked, so why didn't you attack the city? Well, he said, behind Pope Leo, I saw St. Peter and St. Paul, and I thought it probably wasn't a good idea. So not only was Leo having to deal with the tension of the empire having fallen apart, the Vandals, the Visigoths, going throughout Italy, destroying it. But let me tell you what was happening inside the church. One heresy after another, after another, after another, after another. All of them somehow distorting the person of Jesus Christ. So how is it that a man like this could live with a focus and a perspective in such a tumultuous society? Because he understood what St. Paul did in today's reading from Romans. Both Paul and Pope Leo the Great understood Jesus' management strategy. What is Jesus' management strategy? First of all, it is to truly celebrate the people of God, to see in those who are God's faithful the gifts of the Holy Spirit at work so that they are able to grow in their faith. Listen to how St. Paul puts it in today's reading. And here he's writing to the church in Rome. I myself am confident about you. Isn't that lovely? St. Paul's confidence in the Roman Christians. He'd never been to Rome, and yet he knows that the Spirit's at work in this community. So he celebrates who they are. And then he goes on to say, you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able to instruct one another. So I want to say that to you, St. Peter's, I am confident in you. I see the goodness of God in you. I see the ways in which you are a people who want to grow in the Lord. That's the first thing that both Leo and St. Paul would have understood about the people of God, to truly validate them, to honor them, to celebrate them. But then he, St. Paul, also understands that the people of God need to be directed. They need teachers. They need a way in which the church is ordered. We call it the magisterium, so that the people of God can be guided in the ways of the Lord. So St. Paul goes on to say, nevertheless, on some points I have written to you rather boldly by way of reminder. Because we all need to be reminded. You see, in a world like this, we can so lose our way. In a world like this, where there are the Vandals without and sometimes confusion within, we need to be reminded of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Confidence in the people of God, confidence in the gospel, says St. Paul. And then I love this verse. Listen to what St. Paul says about his own self-understanding. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to boast of my work for God. Do you hear what he's saying? He's confident in the people of God, he's confident in the gospel, and he's confident in himself. Why? Because he knows that he has a mission. He knows that he has a calling, and he sees the fruit of that calling as he's gone all the way through the empire from Jerusalem, as he says, to Illyricum, which is in the western part of the empire in the Adriatic. And he's given his life to this point, to the spread of the gospel. And he then says, what I've experienced is God at work in and through me. And he puts it like this, by word and deed, by powers of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God. So you see, he sees that the Holy Spirit working in and through him as he proclaims the word, and he sees the manifestation of God in the lives of the people. And what's it all for? To bring about the obedience of the Gentiles. That was at the heart of St. Paul's mission. This is at the heart of his strategy. To bring about the obedience. Oh, look at you. look at me. We're Gentiles. To bring about our obedience. That is, that in a world like this, where there are so many things that would lead us to deny the reality, to deny what it is to have faith, we are people who are desiring to have an open ear and an open heart to the gospel. This is at the very heart of what Pope St. Leo the Great did through the 20 years of his papacy. This is at the heart of what St. Paul did through his ministry as an apostle, as he shared in the priesthood of Christ. Confidence in God's people, confidence in God's word, confidence in his own calling. And this brings us very briefly to that very strange parable. All of Jesus's parables have a twist. And there's a twist in this parable. At first, the guy who has the manager is going to get rid of him because he's doing such a bad job and he's cooking the books. But then he continues to cook the books, and then the manager commends him. Like, what's going on here? I've mentioned this before, that every parable of Jesus has a twist, something that you don't expect. And the reason why this manager is commended is that his master sees his shrewdness. And how is he shrewd? Well, he's thinking about his future. I want to make sure that when I'm fired, I'm going to have people who will take me into their homes. But then he's got a kind of skewed perspective, because all he sees is the place of material gain. Jesus tells this parable because he says so often in this world, the people who are just investing in their RRSPs in their retirement are more shrewd than people who are men and women of the kingdom. And so what Jesus would have us understand, what it is to be those who are involved in his management strategy, is everything that we do in this life is to be part of the management for the fullness of eternal life. Every investment we make now is to have eternal dividends. This is what gave Pope St. Leo the Great such a perspective on his papacy, what gave St. Paul such energy to live his mission until he was indeed martyred in Rome around the year 67 AD. And may you, beloved people of St. Peter's, also be inspired. God is confident in you. He's confident in his message. And may we discover evermore what it is to trust him and to be used in his kingdom purposes. For this is Jesus's management strategy.